Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In our gospel this weekend, we hear Jesus sending forth the 12 to go out and do basically the same ministry he himself does, to proclaim the good news, to heal the sick, and to drive out demons. And it's at this moment that the 12 begin a ministry that will define the whole rest of their lives. The whole rest of their lives will be about being sent and going forth and proclaiming and healing and teaching, and it will lead them to the ends of the earth. And it starts here in this moment when Jesus sends them out. And there's a couple things that I think kind of sit in that. First of all, the very name apostle means to be one who is sent, but not just sent to do a task or to do something, but like an envoy or a personal representative, that they are coming into a community in the name of the person of Jesus to do his work. And it's his work that is accomplished through their ministry. And as they do that, the first thing that's kind of clear in that experience is that they didn't choose this. They are sent and chosen by Christ from the beginning. We're told in Mark's gospel that he goes up on a high mountain and prays, and he names the 12 and calls them to himself, and he teaches them. He teaches them very specifically, one-on-one, in their encounter and their experience with him, and today he sends them forth. But they didn't choose it any more than Amos chose his ministry in our gospel, in our first reading today. Amos is told to leave the land of Israel, the northern kingdom, off with you, visionary. And Amos says, "I didn't choose this. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord God called me, and he sent me to speak his name and his word to the house of Israel." All of us share in this ministry of being summoned and called by God. St. Paul says every single one of us was predestined before the world began, chosen for a particular task, a particular way of bringing God's presence into the world. And I think sometimes we wrestle with that idea. We can think of certain ways of life as being holy and others as being something different. But that is not how our scripture understands that. All of us are called fundamentally to bring Christ's presence to bear in the lives of others. Amos was a dresser of sycamores and a shepherd. St. Paul was a tent maker. And he did that trade wherever he traveled so as not to be a burden on anybody else. The apostles were made up of fishermen, laborers, tax collectors, and revolutionaries. People from many different walks of life. And yet they're called and sent. Sent to represent the presence of Christ wherever that leads them. And whatever it is that they're called to do. All of us are called to that. A number of years ago, I read a book by a philosopher named John Finnis. And at the end of his book, which is pretty dense, but at the end of his book, he suggested that the ultimate goal of the Christian life was simply to participate in the play of God. To participate in the play of God. To play the game. to enter into God's life and experience and his desire to revel in his creation, to revel in the game, and that sin ultimately was the experience of taking my ball and deciding to go home, refusing to play, or to play my own game according to my own rules, and not to allow God to guide and to govern the game. My brothers and sisters, we are called to play the game of God. We are called simply to revel in the experience of God and to go wherever it is that God leads us. And our gospel reading tells us that there's two things that are important in that. And the first is simply to travel lightly and simply. Mark's gospel, unlike St. Luke and St. Matthew, is reasonable in what it is the disciples are to carry. They're to have sandals and a walking stick and those things that they need to travel. But otherwise, they're to trust. They're to trust the hospitality that is offered by others. They are to trust that wherever it is that God leads them, that it will be okay. And so often in our lives, we can bury ourselves under so many things, things that we accumulate, the desire for power, the desire for many other things. We can fill our lives with so much that it becomes difficult, heavy for us to carry in our relationships with other people. And so part of what I think we need to ask ourselves is, what is it that drags us down? What is it that prevents us from saying yes to God, to responding to his call, to speak the good news of Jesus Christ? And the other thing that our gospel reading tells us is that we do not do that alone, that we need one another to be faithful in living out our gospel call, that we need to come here and discover as a community of faith our own call to be sent into the world, wherever that leads us, that it's here in the relationships that we have with one another that we find not only God's call for us, but the support and the encouragement and prayer that we need to be faithful. The disciples aren't called to be successful. In fact, they're told many times they'll be rejected. But they are called to be faithful. And to do that, they need one another. They need one another's prayer, encouragement, and support so that together, all of them can do the mission that God has sent them to do. Amen.